Radio.
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Welcome to the Service Dog Show. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai, also known as PTS Dog.
And I'm your host, Scav.
I want to let the audience know, you know, Scav and I, we've worked together, we share information back and forth.
I run Scout as my service dog. He's a hearing dog, PTSD dog.
We're here to bring you news, interviews, and information about service dogs and about matters that are of interest to the service dog community.
Thank you for joining us on the Service Dog Show on DV Radio, WDVR.
Welcome to the Service Dog Show. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai, also known as PTS Dog.
And I'm your host, Scav.
Well, this week we don't have a guest. I will be working on bringing a few people to the show over the next few weeks. A few people who I met during the Task Dogs 2020 Virtual Service Dog Expo. It came to my attention, however, during the broadcast that there's still questions about what the rules actually are regarding taking your service dog to the VA with you. I've had people comment and ask questions in groups on Facebook. I asked the question about it to a presenter during the Task Dogs and got a deer in the headlights response. So I wanted to bring this to the audience's attention yet again. We've talked about this before, but it's important. It's important you understand what the law is, what the rules are, and it's important that you... use that knowledge to your advantage, or just to stand up for yourself and your own rights. Recently, with my trips to the VA up in Virginia, it's the fact that I understand what the law is that has protected me from being discriminated against at the VA that I'm going to for this particular health issue up in Virginia. And it's not even the VA's issue. It's the issue of the rent-a-cops that the VA has hired to do the Miley Cyrus virus screening. So, you know, this is important. Veterans, it's important. First of all, I want to say this, and Scav, I think you'll agree with me 100%. Every single access issue veterans have at the VA has been created by other veterans.
Yep.
All of the problems have been, I'm sorry, if, you know what? No, I'm not. Look, if you're one of the people who have pulled this nonsense, shame on you because you're fucking it up for everybody else. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there right now. Your emotional support animal, you cannot take your ESA to the Department of Veterans Affairs unless you have specific permission from that facility. ESAs don't belong there, just like they don't belong at the grocery store, the movie theater, or a restaurant sitting on the bench next to you eating off of your plate. Stop that bullshit. Enough already. Okay, the law is easy to find. It's easy to understand. I wrote a freaking book about it to help you, fellow veterans, understand what is your responsibility when you take a dog to the VA. It's time we start acting like the trained professionals we once were and acting like we know how to behave responsibly. Flat out, it's time to start behaving responsibly, veterans.
We can goof around, we can mess around, we can do whatever, but we are trained professionals, mm-hmm. and we have respect for one another. And that's
we should.
When you see a service dog out there, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Suck it up, drive on, quit with the kissy noises, quit with the bullshit, just fucking pretend it doesn't exist, and let's get this shit over with so we can do what we got to do.
Yeah, pretty much. So first thing I'm going to tell you is, as of me reading this right now, VHA Directive 1188, which governs the use of animals on Veterans Health Administration property, that is the title of the directive, has been in effect since August 26th of 2015. 5 years now, just more than 5 years. This has been the law. This is in the federal record, making it the law regarding access to the VHA property with a service dog. These are the rules. It hasn't changed. It has not been updated. This is what the rules are when you take your service dog to the VA.
And we're going to link this on the page. We'll link it on my page. We'll link it on JJ's page. You'll have access.
It's in the files of the PTS dog group. It's in my book. This is everywhere. So purpose of this, look, I'm going to read this straight to you. Okay. The authority, what makes this law? 38 U.S. Code 901 and 38 CFR 1.218. Parentheses A and parentheses, parentheses 11 and parentheses. Okay. Go to 38 USC 901 or 38 CFR 1.218 A 11. Okay. Code of Federal Regulations. That's the law. Code of Federal Regulations in the U.S. Code. USC is U.S. Code. Okay. This is the law. It is federal law. Okay.
You know what that means? It trumps state law.
Yes. And VA property is federal property. The Americans with Disabilities Act does not apply on VA property. The VA falls under the Recovery Act of 1973, or the Rehabilitation Act, I'm sorry, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, not the Americans with Disabilities Act. However, as citizens of the United States of America, we, when we're not on VA property, the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, is what governs everything, okay, for us outside of VA property. So, therefore, the VA decided, first of all, before 2015, it was free-for-all. Every VA made up their own rules, okay? The VA decided that since veterans as a whole should be following the ADA when they're off of VA property, that the VA was going to align their policy with the ADA. So first of all, the revised 38 Section A says, in the background says, on August 17, 2015, the Department of Veterans Affairs revised its regulation concerning the presence of animals on VA property. 38 Code of Federal Regulations, CFR 1.218A11. Okay, and the link is in this document, VHA Directive 1188. We could go into the federal record and read it, but it's the same thing.
It has its own PDF.
Yeah, it's got its own PDF, yeah. Okay, the link document is outside of VA control, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this regulation authorizes, here, listen now. This regulation authorizes the presence of service animals consistent with applicable federal law, 40 U.S. Code 3103, when these animals accompany individuals with disabilities seeking access to property owned or operated by the VA. That means whether or not you're a veteran, if you are disabled and you use a service dog, you can use your service dog on VA property. So say husband and wife. Wife is the veteran, husband is not, but husband is disabled and has a service dog, accompanies wife to the VA, he can use his service dog on VA property. That's Bingo. What that says. Okay. B, the revised CFR establishes, listen to this, standardized, this is what it's supposed to be, standardized nationwide criteria for access of service animals and non-service animals on VHA property, as well as the grounds for removal of such animals on VHA property. This directive restates the nationwide criteria from 38 CFR 1.218A11 and assigns responsibilities to ensure that VHA faculty staff or facility staffs comply with these criteria. So look, this is two-edged sword here. It establishes, according to this, it is supposed to be the rules nationwide for all VAs. We know that's not true.
Wasn't there an issue in Dayton where they had their own policy on service dogs not too long ago?
There's an issue in the Oregon region, and we'll get to that. In the Western Oregon VA, regional VA under the Portland, there's an issue over there. So we'll get to that.
There's a reason I'm mentioning that now, because this is going to come into play.
There's also an issue. There is in West Virginia, and I can't remember the VA, what the name of the VA is. Clarksburg?
It's Clarksburg.
Clarksburg, West Virginia VA is running an illegal, according to their own regulations, service dog registry. We'll get to that. Okay, but not only is this what the rules are supposed to be standardized nationwide for the VA, but these are the rules that all veterans are supposed to follow with their service dogs when they access the VA. Okay, so it's two sides of the coin. C, and here's where we're talking about the VA's new rules as posted in 2015 being parallel to the ADA. Although the Americans with Disabilities Act and its implementing regulations concerning service animals do not apply to the VA, because they don't, 38 CFR 1.218A11 adopts many similar standards as the ADA regulations. For instance, consistent with the ADA regulations, 38 CFR 1.218A11 defines a service animal as only a dog that is individually trained to assist an individual with a physical, sensory, or mental disability, and not any other animal that merely provides emotional support or companionship. See paragraph 7B of this directive for the full definition of service animal. So, what this is saying is emotional support animals, companion animals, don't belong on VA property. Unfortunately, what this is also saying is that VA property does not allow miniature horses.
I'm scrolling down to 7B right now.
Yeah. I have a problem with them not allowing miniature horses, because there are a lot of veterans with severe mobility issues for whom which a miniature horse would make a lot more sense than a dog.
And we know a few miniature horse handlers.
I have a problem with that. I don't like that they disinclude miniature horses. I understand why they do. You know what? We're talking about facility. We're talking about some old facilities. I've been to a VA hospital that was more than 70 years old. Shoot, the one I go to down here in Salisbury, North Carolina, some of the buildings in that hospital are 100 years old. So they're just not equipped to be able to handle a miniature horse. I get that. At the same time,
specifically states dog.
Yeah, it is a
service
dog.
Service animal means any dog that is individually trained. It doesn't go
not any wolf other. Hybrid, not coyote hybrid,
not horse,
miniature not horse, monkey, not cat, not bird,
any
dog.
That is individually trained to do work, perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability.
Yes.
There is no, if you bring that miniature horse into the VA, they are going to throw your ass out.
Yep. And I don't agree with that. I understand why they make that, why it's that rule, but I don't agree with it. Okay, the policy, number three. It is VHA policy to permit service animals to accompany individuals with a disability to all areas of a VHA property on the same terms and conditions and subject to the same regulations as generally govern the admission of the public, while maintaining a safe environment for patients, employees, visitors, and the service animal. Non-service animals are not permitted to access VHA property unless an exception applies under this directive. Now, the one exception that is very notable is that VA individual VA facilities can offer access for therapy dogs, okay, and for animal assisted therapy. That is an exception in this directive, okay, and so I want to make it clear that this is not saying therapy dogs can't go to the VA, but the individual VAs have to set that up with the therapy dog handlers. This law, this rule, the ADA, in fact, itself, none of those cover therapy dogs. Okay, there is no federal law about therapy dogs. That is up to individual locations. Now, I'm going to skip over the responsibilities and stuff. I'm going to get straight to the meat and potatoes, because we could sit here and read this whole document line by line, but that's just going to confuse people. I'm going to hit the stuff that is meaningful to you, the veteran who's listening. So, Section 5, Animal Access Criteria, A, Service Animals. Number 1, granting or denying a service animal access to VHA property. A service animal is a dog that is trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability and must be granted access to VHA property when accompanying such an individual with a disability. Any disabled individual, first of all, veteran or civilian, if it's your wife or your husband and they are disabled and they have a service dog and you do not, and you're the veteran, they're still, the VA is still required. It says must be granted, not might grant, must be granted access to VHA property. But it also says that that dog is trained. Bingo. Whoa, there's the magic word, the evil word, the word PTS dog is so guilty of saying over and over and over. Trained.
We're doing this to help you, because I guarantee that that 2 cent security guard isn't going to know this.
Mm-hmm.
So
the VA police should, but you know what? The rent-a-cops don't.
Right. And you
believe me, I know.
Because when you're confronted, you need to be able to cite this stuff.
Yep.
And throw it in their face, because when you start citing this stuff, they're going to look at you with this dumbfounded look and be going, the whole Bart Simpson thing.
Yep.
And they can't fight federal law. And yep. Then you're going to request a supervisor and say, listen, this is what I got. Make sure you pin this stuff. It'll be somewhere on our pages.
Yeah.
And then they can't fight it, because it's federal law on their sites.
Yep. Okay, listen, the next section, number A. So we're in number 5, section A, parentheses 1, parentheses A. If an animal is not a dog, it is not a service animal and must be denied access to VHA property unless an exception applies under paragraph 5B4 of this directive. We'll get there, okay? We'll get there. But if it's not a dog, under VHA directive, it's not a service animal. That means miniature horses. I'm sorry. That's the rules there. We're working on it. We're working on it. But right now, that's the law. B, only dogs that are, here's that evil word again, trained to do work or perform tasks to assist an individual with a disability are service animals. If a dog is not so trained to assist an individual with a disability, it is not a service animal and must be denied access to VHA property unless an exception applies under paragraph 5B4 of this directive. A service animal in training is not a service animal and must be denied access to VHA property unless an exception applies under 5B4 of this directive. Let me read that again. A service animal in training is not a service animal and must be denied access to VHA property unless an exception applies under paragraph 5. We'll get there. So, fully working service dog. We know a training never ends. We're not arguing that. What we're saying is if your dog isn't working regularly, you know, if it's not to the point where you take it everywhere and you don't have problems, you know, a six-month-old puppy is not a service dog, according to this law. And I, yes, they're exceptional. We're not going to argue about that, okay? A puppy's a puppy. It's still in training or just starting training, okay? You know, even maybe a 16-month-old dog might not be there yet, okay? If it's not trained, if it's in training, then they can deny it access. It says right here, a service animal in training is not a service animal and must be denied access to VHA property. Okay, I don't make up these rules. I'm just reading it to you. So, where's your dog at? Because if your dog's not up to snuff and ready to work, then it doesn't belong on the VA property. Not my rules, folks. I'm just sharing them with you. C, when determining. Now, here's the meat and potatoes. This is the important stuff. Remember this, okay? This is paragraph 5, section A, parentheses 1, parentheses C. When determining whether a dog is a service animal, VHA staff cannot ask about an individual's disability, cannot require medical documentation, cannot require a special identification card or training document for the dog, and cannot ask that the dog demonstrate its ability to perform the work or task. When it is not obvious that a dog is a service animal, VHA staff may only ask the individual with the dog the following two questions to determine if the dog is a service animal. One, is your dog a service animal required because of a disability? Two, what work or tasks has your dog been trained to perform? Sound familiar? That's because it's a direct quote from the Americans with Disabilities Act. VHA staff, that includes the VA police, cannot ask about your disability, cannot require any medical documentation, cannot require an identification card or training document for the dog. A special identification card, like, let's say, a registration from a registry, they can't even ask, and cannot ask that the dog demonstrate its ability to perform the work or task. If VA staff does any of those things, they are breaking federal law and violating your rights. Okay, that's right on the second page of the PDF of the VA document. Okay, page 2 of the body of VHA Directive 1188 itself. Page 2, right at the bottom, the letter C in parentheses. The VA staff cannot ask about your disability, cannot require documentation, cannot require any kind of registry or training documentation, and cannot ask that the dog demonstrate its ability to perform the work or task. That is the law. If your VA does any of those things, they are violating the law. Note, service animals FAQs, which is in the VA portal. There's a link there. There's more information about these two questions there and determining if the dog is a service animal. That is not available to the public. So I don't know what that says. I'm working on getting a copy of that. If an animal is denied access to VHA property because it is not a service animal, the individual with the animal must be given the opportunity to obtain VA services without having the animal on VHA property. So you have an emotional support dog. They say you can't bring that dog in there. You must be offered the opportunity to return for your appointment without the dog. Here's the thing. The parking lot is VHA property. You can't just leave it in the truck or the car.
Right.
Okay. The little, if it's inside the gates, it's VA property. So don't, if it's not a service dog, don't even take it there. It's the same as a firearm. You're not supposed to have a firearm in your vehicle on VA property. Same rule. Okay. Who's responsible? Number 2, who's the responsibility for the service animal while on VA property? VHA staff members are not permitted to care for, supervise, or assume responsibility for a service animal that is not the staff member's service animal while the service animal is on VHA property. This includes boarding or kenneling the service animal. The individual with the service animal or the handler or an alternate handler is responsible for the service animal at all times while on VHA property. I ran into this exact issue last time I went to the VA up in Virginia. I brought Nevermore with me to handle Skeeter while I was undergoing procedures, which is exactly what it says I'm supposed to do. Either me or an alternate handler is responsible for Skeeter while I'm on VA property. I'm not able to be responsible because I'm having a procedure, then Nevermore is there. I provided the alternate handler in accordance with the VHA directive, and they gave me grief. Different story. It all worked out. Took getting the VA police involved in order to get it worked out. But it says right here, either I'm responsible or I provide an alternate handler. VA personnel, VA staff are not responsible. Now, some VAs do provide the patient liaison or the patient advocate will help watch your service dog while you get x-rays kind of thing. They won't do it for 3 hours because you're having a procedure. But some VAs, the patient advocate office, does offer that they will sit with your dog while you're having something specific done if it's quick and if it's reasonable. That is not norm. That is not the normal. It is not required. It is up to the local VA whether or not they choose to do that. Don't go demanding it. Ask if it might be something that's available, but it is not the VA's responsibility. Just like at a normal hospital, it's not the nurse's responsibility to potty your dog while you're, you know, sitting in a hospital bed. Okay? Don't do it. The service animal, the service animal must be in a harness, on a leash, or tethered and under control of a handler or alternate handler at all times while on VA property. This is the same as the ADA. If the handler or the alternate handler is unable because of a disability to use a harness, leash, or tether, or the use of a harness, leash, or tether would interfere with the service animal's safe, effective performance of tasks, the handler or alternate handler may use voice control signals or other effective means to control the service animal. Same as the ADA. If it's got to be on a leash, unless that leash interferes with tasks or unless you're not capable of holding a leash. Same as the ADA. We're used to that. Responsibility for the service animal while on VHA property includes providing water, food, and potty breaks, elimination breaks, for the service animal as needed. If the service animal eliminates its waste inside a VHA facility or other area on VHA property that requires the waste to be removed, the handler or alternate handler is responsible for such removal. The VHA facility's environmental management service must also be notified to clean any area inside where waste is been removed, such as required by facility policy. So what this is saying is what it should say, quite frankly, is if your dog lifts its leg on a column inside of the entrance of the VA, it ain't service dog, get it out. But we do know that accidents happen. If an accident happens, you're responsible to clean it up, but you also need to let environmental management services know, hey, we had an accident, I cleaned it up, but it is a medical facility, so there are specific protocols for cleaning. That's so in a way it acknowledges shit happens. You're still responsible. Okay. You should have trained your dog not to go inside, but accidents do happen. Once in a while, bad things happen. It happens. If it happens, clean it up. It's your responsibility, but let environmental services know because they have responsibilities they have to meet in regards to cleanliness since it is a medical facility. This is common sense, people. This shouldn't be hard for veterans, but again, all of the problems veterans have with access with service animals at VA property are caused by veterans. Plain and simple, we are our own worst enemies. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Service Dog Show right here on DV Radio, WDVR. We will be right back after this.
DV Radio.
There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Seascape, Seascape, Seascape. You can grab your profile on Seascape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Seascape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Seascape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your news feed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Seascape on your mobile device or head to Seascape.com now. Seascape.com.
Welcome back to the Service Dog Show. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai, also known as PTS Dog.
And I'm your host, Scab.
We are going over VHA Directive 1188, or at least the pertinent parts. We're not going to make you go through and listen to every paragraph, but we are going to discuss the pertinent, the information that's important to you, the veteran, handling a service dog when you go to your appointments. We've reached a segment that this is controversial. There are some controversies around this, and there's some confusing stuff around this. So bear with us as we suss through this. Paragraph 3, parentheses 3, is areas of VHA property that a service animal may and may not access. Now, here's where local VA policy plays Harry with this directive. Because in typical VA fashion, VHA Directive 1188 gives individual VAs the authority to make up their own rules. I don't know how else to say it. Local VA, this is supposed to be the nationwide policy, but there's still a loophole where local VA directors can make up their own rules. And this is where things happen that really get frustrating and can be quite, let's just get into it and we'll discuss it as we do. A.
It's going to be ugly.
It is. A. Except for the specific areas detailed in paragraph 5A3B of this directive, we're getting there, it's the next paragraph, a service animal can accompany the handler or alternate handler to access VHA property that the general public is permitted to access, subject to the same rules as the general public, and where the presence of a service animal would not compromise patient care, patient safety, or infection prevention and control standards. These are the tricky parts. These are the tricky words right here. Where the presence of a service animal would not compromise patient care, patient safety, or infection prevention and control standards. This, the VA uses that phrase as a weapon. I'm telling you right now, that's the phrase the VA uses to fuck with veterans. B. So here's where. A service animal is not permitted to access certain areas of VHA property to ensure that patient care, patient safety, and infection prevention and control standards are met. Areas on VHA property that a service animal may not access, and here's their little loophole, may not access, include, but are not limited to. That's the loophole. This is what the VA uses to fuck us. Okay. Areas on VHA property that a service animal may not access include, but are not limited to, 1, operating room and surgical suites. Well, that's a no-brainer. That's the same as the ADA. 2, areas where invasive procedures are being performed. Not may be performed, not can be performed, are being performed. Now, this one, they're using as a blanket to deny service dogs in dental.
Yep, that I was has, just going to comment on that.
Yep, that has been determined to be discriminatory by the Department of Justice, and it has been ruled by the Department of Justice to be a violation of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. However, the VA is still doing it.
Dirty sons of bitches.
Yep. The DOJ has already said that's illegal, but they're doing it anyway.
Because they're the VA and they think they're gods and they can get away with it.
Here's another place that they're doing. I ran into this when I was in the Portland, Oregon VA system. Podiatry. They told me I couldn't take Skeeter back to the treatment room because we perform invasive surgery procedures in there. They're not performing any on me. And then their other reason was, and we store sterile equipment in the room. Okay, but anybody who walks in the room who owns a pet is covered in dander. So that's bullshit. That, you know, and if you're not actually performing an invasive procedure, are being performed, then according to your own rules, you shouldn't be saying that no access.
Dude, when I went in for my ablations,
mm-hmm.
I think it was the right side back. Mm-hmm. I had two or three nerves burnt back there.
Yeah.
And the woman behind me asked me if I had chickens. It was an odd question. I'm like, yeah, why? She said, because you have feathers stuck to your boots.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can ask me that question and I have my boots on, why the fuck can't we have our service dogs back there?
Good question. Because it's obviously not a sterile environment. If you don't have to scrub in and they don't have to scrub in, it's not a sterile environment.
Correct.
Okay? It's not.
And feathers stuck to my goddamn boots.
And you're laying there on the table and they can see that. It ain't a sterile environment, folks. Number three. Acute inpatient hospital setting when the presence of the service animal is not needed as part of the treatment plan. So that's a tough one. Permission can be granted for the service dog to access these areas if medically approved as part of a patient's treatment plan, subject to the handler or alternate handler maintaining responsibility for the dog as detailed prior. I'm not going to go through all of that. And subject to the proof of the animal's good health as required in 5A3C. We'll get to that, okay? So, inpatient. You can't permit the service dog unless it's part of your treatment. So, arguably, in the psych hospital for PTSD, arguably, yes, they should allow your service dog there. However, and I've had veterans tell me this, yeah, I was allowed to take my dog, but the other guys in the unit were upset. Why was I getting special treatment? They, you know, had people kicking their dogs, things like that. Could be dangerous for your dog and you in certain environments. So, yeah, they can allow it. They may not, and there may be legit reasons for that, okay? So, but we'll get to what they can ask because it says subject to proof for acute inpatient hospital settings. You are required to prove that your service animal is in good health. Not its training, nothing like that, just its health. Okay, nowhere in this document does it authorize a registry, any kind of assessment of the dog's training. We're talking about Clarksburg, is that what it was? West Virginia? Clarksburg. I'm talking about Clarksburg right now. This document does not authorize what you do at the Clarksburg VA, where you have one lady who's responsible for assessing the validity of whether or not a dog is a service dog. One woman, okay, who assesses whether or not it's a service dog. And one woman who essentially grills handlers over their dog's behavior and training. You're not allowed to ask any of that. The only thing that the VA can require in regards to paperwork for your service dog is a health certification from the veterinarian and its shot records. That's it.
I request I be transferred to Clarksburg.
Oh, invite me every time you have an appointment. It'll be fun. Decontamination, sterile processing, and sterile storage areas. You can't take a service dog in. Well, duh. That goes a rub again with the podiatry treatment room, right? There's that rub. I'm not sterile. I'm not decontaminated. I'm not scrubbed in, but I can walk in there with dander and fur all over my clothes, but the dog can't. How is that any different? You shouldn't be storing sterile items in the room, in the treatment rooms, is my point. There shouldn't be sterile storage in a treatment room.
Just sitting in my Jeep, you're contaminated.
Exactly. Shoot, just walking next to me in a hallway, I'm shedding Skeeter fur almost as bad as he is. Consistent with access permitted to the general public, any areas where chemicals are stored or mixed. Again, a no duh. Food preparation areas. Again, a no duh. Same as the ADA. Areas where personal protective clothing must be worn or barrier protective measures must be taken. Okay, so then this says this does not refer to areas where protective equipment like gloves or masks might be used to implement standard or universal precautions that are generally used for the health of all patients and to protect the staff. So in other words, they're not talking about phlebotomy where you go get your blood drawn in the lab. Okay, they're talking about where they've got to scrub in, suit up with the little booties and the hat and the face shields, you know, surgical areas. That's what they're talking about.
Right.
Areas where that level of personal protective equipment must be worn or barrier protective measures must be taken, service dogs are not allowed. Okay.
Although, so when I do go to the lab, they take me to the wheelchair area so they have a spot for Scout to sit.
Right.
And they draw my blood.
Yeah. So this says, for instance, this does not refer to areas such as standard exam room. Rather, this refers to areas where personal protective clothing or barrier protection measures must be used to avoid exposure to chemical blood or infectious agents, such as dialysis or chemotherapy areas, infusion rooms, or isolation rooms. That makes sense. That's the same as the ADA, by the way.
Quit it.
For service animals that accompany an individual while an individual is receiving care in a VA residential setting, for example, rehabilitation centers, residential rehabilitation treatment programs, community living centers, and domiciliaries, the individual receiving this care must provide documentation that the service animal has a current rabies vaccine and the core canine vaccines required by state or local law. That is the only paperwork a VA may require of you, and only in this situation exactly, for service animals that accompany an individual while an individual is receiving care in a VA residential setting, for example, rehabilitation centers, residential rehabilitation treatment programs, community living centers, and domiciliaries. Only there. The individual receiving the care must provide documentation. What documentation? That the service animal has a current rabies vaccine and the core canine vaccines required by state or local law. That is the only documentation you are allowed to require, Clarksburg VA, and the only situation in which you're allowed to require it, Clarksburg VA.
Correct. And
this is the law.
I've commented several times to people, not just in my state, but other states, when they talk to me about going to the VA, that you make sure you're fucking dog is up to par on his shots if you're going to the VA.
Because that's the one thing they can hit you on, is your shot records.
That's where they're going to come after you. So make sure they have their ABs and the parvo and everything else that they're going to come after you for, because that's the cheap shot that they take at you.
Absolutely. And they can. They can. That's the only thing they can hit you on. Removal.
But if you're running a service dog, you should make
you should have that in. Yeah. If you're a responsible handler, you better have that stuff. Removal of a service animal from VHA property. Service animals that are granted access to VHA property must be removed from VHA property if they are not controlled and well-behaved while on VHA property. The following are reasons that a service animal must be removed from VHA property. One, the service animal is not under the control of the handler or alternate handler. Examples of the service animal not being under control include running in the facility, being unaccompanied by the handler or alternate handler, barking that is not brought under the immediate control of the handler or alternate handler, and jumping on individuals or furniture. Let me read that again. Don't let your dog run loose.
That reminds me of bashing kids in a restaurant.
Yep. Don't let your dog run loose unaccompanied. Don't let your dog get away. Don't let your dog bark. Okay? If your dog barks, get it under control immediately. Don't let your dog jump on people or on the furniture. They can remove your dog for that.
In a restaurant, stealing your French fries and smacking their heads off the tables. Don't let your service dog do that.
Yeah. Two, if the service animal is not housebroken. The service animal must be trained to eliminate waste in an outdoor area. Okay, that's part of the definition of a service dog, that it must be housebroken. 3, the service animal poses a health or safety risk to patients, visitors, VA staff, or other employees or other service animals, such as growling at or attacking. Yep. In determining whether an animal poses such a risk, VHA staff will make an individualized assessment based on objective indications to ascertain the severity of the risk. Examples of such indications include, but are not limited to, the external signs of aggression, such as snapping, biting, growling, or lunging, or external signs of disease or poor health, such as visible parasites, fleas, or ticks, diarrhea, and vomiting. Okay? So your dog better be well behaved, and it better not be sick. They can ask you to remove the dog from VA property if it is. If, listen to this now, if the service animal is removed from VHA property, the handler must be given the opportunity to obtain VHA services without having the service animal on VHA property. Okay? Use of service animals by staff, we're not going to worry about that. Now, they can grant access to non-service animals. Service animals... Let's see. The facility's director's discretion, they can say that non-service animals, meaning therapy animals, can come on. Maybe if there's a domiciliary and a resident has an ESA, they might make the decision at the facility director's discretion to allow that veteran's ESA in a domiciliary. That is a case-by-case basis, has to go to the director. Okay. The director, facility director, is who says so. Now, only the following non-service animals may be present on VHA property: animals for law enforcement purposes, police dogs; animals under the control of VHA Research and Development, the VA still does tests on dogs; animals for animal assisted therapy. AAT is goal-directed interaction with animals that should be documented in the veteran's medical record as part of their treatment regimen. Animals used in AAT must be up to all core vaccinations, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Animals used for animal-assisted activity. Okay. Again, vaccinations and stuff. Residential animals. Animals may reside in a VHA community living center or VHA residential rehabilitation treatment program. These are facility dogs. Or even cats, okay? Makes sense. And we're not going to get into the rest of that, okay? We're going to look at the definitions, okay? Definitions 7B, this is the definition of service animal. A service animal means any dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability, including physical, sensory, psychiatric, intellectual, and other mental disabilities. Other species of animals, whether wild or domestic, trained or untrained, are not service animals for the purposes of this definition. The work or tasks performed by the service animal must be directly related to the individual's disability. The crime deterrence effect of an animal's presence and the provision of emotional support, well-being, comfort, or companionship do not constitute work or tasks for the purposes of this definition. Service dogs in training are not considered service animals. This definition applies regardless of whether the VA is providing benefits to support a service dog under 38 CFR 17.148. This definition includes guide dogs and seeing eye dogs. In training, it's not a service animal. This definition does not include emotional support or comfort or companion animals or pets. We make it very clear, according to the VA's definition, emotional support animals, comfort animals, companion animals, or pets are not included. That's the law, veterans. It's not my words. I'm reading it directly from the horse's mouth. VHA Directive 1188. One thing I did see, and I can't find it now, and the places where you can't take a service dog, and I don't know why I can't find it. I might have skipped over it. one place that they say that you can't take a service dog is where internments are going on. Now, I think what that means is when there's an open grave in a VA cemetery, you're not supposed to take your dog over there. I don't think it means you can't take your dog to visit a grave. It's just don't go around the open holes at the VA cemetery. So again, common sense. Would you want your dog to fall down a 6-foot hole? I wouldn't. Okay, we're talking about common sense here. Folks, this is the law. There are VAs that are out there making up their own rules and breaking the law. We know this. There are several of us out there who are working on it. The Clarksburg, West Virginia VA is in direct violation because they are running a service dog registry. That's in violation of VHA Directive 1188. They know they're breaking the law. This is the VA. The VA is the second largest bureaucracy in the United States government, second only to the Department of Defense. As we're seeing right now, Congress has passed two different laws, and the president has signed two different laws ordering the VA to treat burn pit veterans and Blue Water veterans, Vietnam-era veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange on the flight decks of aircraft carriers and gator freighters loading napalm onto planes. They were exposed too. They got cancer too. The president has signed into law. Congress has passed two different laws ordering the VA to treat those two groups of veterans. And the VA is still dragging their feet. 2 years later, they passed Blue Water in 2018, and the VA is still dragging her feet on that.
I was going to say, I'm still not being treated for it.
Yeah. They passed last year, in 2019, they passed the burn pits. They're passing another, yet another law requiring the VA to acknowledge and treat burn pit veterans. They've already done it, and the VA's ignoring it, okay? Do you think the VA's going to not do whatever the hell they fucking want when it comes to service dogs? I mean, they are ignoring laws. The VA is straight up ignoring laws. Ignoring Congress, ignoring the president. I hate to sound cynical, but I'm not being cynical. This is a fact.
Congress, there's a reason us vets can't stand the fucking VA.
Yeah. Right now, in September of 2020, right now, on the docket in Congress is another law because the VA didn't listen to the first one. Nobody's holding these motherfuckers accountable. Nobody's holding the VA accountable. Congress keeps passing laws, but it's toothless because the DOJ, the VA is so big, they're untouchable.
Right.
We got to change that. That's all got to change. It's got to get fixed. Service dogs is not the hill.
Private health insurance.
Yeah. Service dogs is not the hill that the battle's going to get fought on. We are aware of these issues. We're aware of these problems. We're aware that there is a law in place and that the VA is violating it on a regular basis. We get it. I'm giving you the ammunition, folks. We are giving you the ammunition. Here is the law. VHA Directive 1188. Know it. Know it inside and out. Print it out, highlight it. It's for the PDF document is 4, 5, 6, 7 pages long. It's 8 pages with the cover page. 6 of those pages you don't need. Okay? Seriously. Six of those pages you don't need.
Lawyer up with a civilian lawyer. That's all I can tell you.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. First of all, talk to if you're having problems at a facility, talk to the VA police. The VA police are responsible under the CFR for enforcing this policy. Okay, it is a law enforcement policy for the VA. The VA is responsible to enforce it. And you can find that under the 38 CFR 1.218 parentheses A parentheses 11. If you go to that document, that lines it out, and it falls directly under VA police, okay? So if you're having a problem, go to that facility's chief of police, first of all. If they're unreasonable, go to the Inspector General for the region. Okay? If they're unreasonable, call the White House hotline. All we can do is right now is keep being the squeaky wheel. Ultimately, I think we're going to look at a class action suit representing all veterans who handle service dogs and have been discriminated against at the VA. And we're going to go at it from the discrimination angle. I know that Tadsaw has a lawyer looking into a class action suit. So you can contact Bart Sherwood at Tadsaw. Just go to tadsaw.org and click on the contact page. His number's there. Talk to him about it.
Make sure you call Bart.
Yeah. Okay. We know that the VA is playing fast and loose with their own regulations. We know that. I'm giving you the ammunition you need. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a standing offer. If you need help dealing with a VA that is discriminating against you because you use a service dog, contact PTS Dog. I will help you do every reasonable approach to dealing with the issue that I can. I'm not a lawyer, but I'll help you write the letters. I'll help you contact whoever you need to contact. And we will go over VHA Directive 1188 line by line with these people. I worked with a veteran a couple of years ago who goes to the Clarksburg, West Virginia VA dealing with this. He went to the IG, and the IG came back and said, there's no problem with the way this VA deals with VHA Directive 1138. The IG was not even looking into the correct directive. That was where things ended. I sent him a letter back saying, we're not contesting VHA Directive 1138. I think it was something to do with monitoring kidney levels for dialysis. That's not what we were talking about. We were talking about their violations of VHA Directive 1188. I think that that veteran had health issues that he needed to deal with, and that kind of went by the wayside. But we're working on it. We're aware of it. We're dealing with it. We're trying.
We can be just a big pain in the ass as the VA.
Yeah, yeah. We are trying. If you are at Clarksburg or Dayton and you're having these kinds of problems, come to us. Give us your story. Let's get it out there. You know what? Here's a place where social media can work, because we're dealing with the VA. We're dealing with the VA here. So let's piss off a million veterans. Maybe we can get this changed, but we need you to tell us about it. Because we don't know. If you don't come to us and tell us, hey, this is what's going on at my VA, we can't help you. Well, that's it for this edition of the Service Dog Show. Thank you for listening. You are listening to us on DV Radio, WDVR. Don't forget, folks, we do this for free for you. It's free. You don't pay to listen. There's no subscriptions, nothing. But it costs us. You can help us defray these costs and help keep veterans' voices heard. Go to patreon.com/DVRadio and see what you can do to donate and help maintain our voices, your voices, and keep us going on the air. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
Okay, listen up. Before we start this, understand what it is. The Spartan Pledge is a battle drill. It's what to do when you don't know what to do. Remember that.
I will be the last to fall.
Two things every warfighter needs.
I won't shed a tear for them to see.
Is a battle buddy and a mission. Repeat after me. I will not take my own life by my own hand.
I will not take my own life by my own hand.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first. My mission is to find a mission. To help my warfighter family. Thank you. You've now taken the Spartan Pledge. Don't let it die here. You are now authorized to go and tell other people, other warfighters. You don't take it for yourself, you take it for them. It's an agreement so they know where to go when they're having problems. Take this, go give it to others. All the way. Make it happen. Give it to others. Make it happen.
DV Radio.